Our topic today has to do with gaining spiritual confidence. And if I find something slightly humorous that connects with the topic, I'll share it. So there was a meeting of Bihari freedom fighters. If you know anything about India, you know that Bihar, deservedly or not, has a reputation for being the least organized of all the states. There was a meeting of Bihari freedom fighters, and they wanted to free Bihar from India. Ram raised a point. We may take Bihar from India, but how will we develop it? Shyam had a brainwave. No problem. We will attack America. We will lose the war, and USA will take us over. Then we will become a state of USA and develop automatically. We shall also become citizens of the USA, and no more will we have to worry about visas and green cards. All the men were overjoyed at this solution, but an old man was not. Someone asked him why he wasn't happy. The old freedom fighter said, "That's all very well, but what would happen if by chance we won and took over America?" Our topic today is seeing yourself as God sees you. Every one of us experiences loss in life, situations in which we feel something was taken from us. Sometimes it's because of others. Friend betrays you. Friend bails on a relationship. Other times it's because of our own bad choices, our own bad karma. We get involved with the wrong crowd. We develop bad habits. We end up with broken dreams. We start beating up on ourselves. It's your fault, Charu. You blew it. This is as far as you're going to get in life. Too many times, what we need to do, and we fail to do at that point, is to stop and think about who we are. Instead of doing that, we focus on our weaknesses, our shortcomings, what we don't have, the mistakes that we've made, and we end up settling for mediocrity, when in fact we were created for greatness. Now, my message to you today, and I'm listening to everything that I say, is that if you're going to break out of the average, you need to remind yourself every single day, I have the genes, I have the spiritual DNA of my Heavenly Father, Almighty God. I come from a bloodline of champions. If you're an older football fan, you would surely know the name of Archie Manning, a Hall of Famer. What are the odds that not one, but two of the sons of this football Hall of Famer, Peyton and Eli, are both on track to the Hall of Fame? It's not a coincidence. It's in their blood. They have the DNA of their father. Now that's an example from the natural world. Let's switch over to the supernatural, to the spiritual. Our Supreme Father, whom we call Krishna, spoke worlds into existence, flung the stars into the sky, painted every wayside flower, created millions and millions of living entities as parts and parcels of himself. He's not just the creator of the universe, not the all-powerful Lord, the mightiest of the mightiest, the King of Kings, the Alpha and the Omega. He's also your Father. And therefore, you have his DNA. And if you think of that, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Imagine what you can do. When you realize who you are, you won't go around insecure, intimidated, thinking you're lacking, you don't have what it takes, I come from the wrong family. No, you come from the right family. Your father created it all. When you come to know who you are, changes everything. You go from, I'm unlucky, I never get any good breaks, to, I have the Supreme Lord as my father, my loving protector and my shield. You go from, oh, this challenge is too big, it's going to finish me, to say, I can do anything if it's in line with his will. You go from, I'm just an average C student, to, I'm an A student. I'm not less than adequate, I'm more than enough. From, I don't have much of a personality, I'm not attractive that much, to, I'm one of a kind. When God made me, He broke the mold. There's no other living being like me in the whole world. I have a contribution to make that only I can make. Nobody else can do exactly what I'm equipped to do. Here it is said, Godhead is light. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nescience is darkness. Where there is Godhead, there is no nescience. When you know who you are, when you take steps towards self-realization, you will start thinking like a winner, talking like a winner, carrying yourself like a winner. Now, don't you dare go around thinking that you're average. I'll never get out of debt. I'll never accomplish my dreams. I'll never build a new temple. I'll never break that addition. Are you kidding? Learn to set your footing and set your vision. Krishna or God did not make you just so that you could survive, squeak by, put food on the table, drag yourself to the office every morning and home at night, sit in front of the TV, zone out, take up space, and consume oxygen. He gave you a higher calling. Your first job is to set your sight for greatness. The small things are going to take care of themselves. The President of the United States of America, you'll never find him walking down Pennsylvania Avenue with a bag of laundry over his shoulders, wondering if he's got enough quarter for the machines. Why is that? Because he's got responsibilities of a higher calling. He doesn't have to do his own laundry. He's got someone else to drive his car for. He's got a private plane. He's got all sorts of blessings, you might say, but because he shouldered the burden of working for the good of the constituency. Similarly, God has already provided for the maintenance of your body. Before you were born, there was only blood within the breast of your mother. And as soon as you took birth, that blood turned into nourishing milk. So God made arrangements for you at that point in time. You think that he's going to abandon you now? Animals are eating, sleeping, mating, defending. But we're called to do more and to be more than the animals. We're expected to rise to a higher level. It's normal for us to live fulfilled. Normal for us to live purposeful, effective, healthy, debt-free lives, enjoying rich, meaningful relationships. It's normal considering who your father is. That anything less than greatness would be, in fact, abnormal. So if you're thinking, I'm less than average, I'm subpar, I don't have what it takes, that's abnormal. You're not in a healthy mental or spiritual state of mind. It's normal for you to construct a magnificent temple. Normal for you to lead the company in sales. Normal for you to be the team captain. Normal for you to raise great children. Considering who you are and whose you are, it's normal for you to be happy, prosperous, smiling. We're all sons of God. Now let's act up to it. One time Prabhupada was asked whether we believe that Jesus was the only son of God. Prabhupada said, why one son? Even an ordinary man has five or six sons. God has millions of sons. Why would we believe that Jesus is the only son of God? We're all sons of God. But he said at that time, he was the only one that acted like it. The extraordinary faith and devotion that great souls like Lord Jesus and Srila Prabhupada showed to the Supreme Lord, that in the spiritual context is totally ordinary, totally commonplace in the spiritual world. It's not a coincidence that the horses that win in the Kentucky Derby are the offspring of other champions. It can cost hundreds of thousands of dollars to breed a mare with a championship stallion. Winners don't randomly happen. It's in their DNA. That's what sets these horses apart. When the little colt is born, his legs may be wobbly, looking totally spaced out and untogether, can barely stand up. Doesn't look any different from the run-of-the-mill colts, in fact. And the owner who spent $100,000 for breeding, he doesn't get worried. So much research has been involved in that particular breeding that the owner, with all that investiture of money, he's not concerned about how the horse looks at present. He's not concerned about his colors or how pretty he is or even how muscular he is. Why is he not worried? Because he knows that in that colt's body flows the blood of a champion. Similarly, you and I did not come from ordinary stock. What can supersede the mistakes that you've made? Supersede your weaknesses, supersede your looks, supersede your height, your weight, your background, is that on the inside you have the blood of a champion. Your relative Sukadeva Goswami spoke 20,000 verses of the Srimad Bhagavatam from memory. Your brother Arjuna defeated the hosts of Kaurava armies at Kurukshetra. Your cousin Prahlad walked out of the fire unharmed. Your nephew Dhruva, by his austerity, stopped the whole universe from breathing. Your grandfather, Lord Brahma, engineered the universe. Your uncle Madhvacharya wrestled a tiger into submission. Another uncle, Vyasadeva, in one sitting spoke the epic Mahabharata, which is 10 times longer than the Iliad and the Odyssey combined. Your brother Hanuman jumped 800 miles over the Indian Ocean and burned the city of the evil Ravana. And you're from the same stock. In your DNA, there is heroism, intelligence, prowess, abundance. You were born as a champion, born to victory, born to overcome. You are eternal, everlasting, indestructible. You are a spirit soul that will not be slain when the body is slain. It doesn't matter what your present circumstances look like. That addiction did not come to stay. Freedom is in your DNA. That sickness is not permanent. Radiant health is in your DNA. Lack, struggle, hardly getting by, that is not your destiny. That's not the final chapter of your story. Your story ends with increase, expansion, new horizons, abundance. Why? Because that's in your spiritual DNA. You even have power over death. Death is not the end. It's just a seasonal change. It's the beginning. Are we supposed to live average, ordinary, lonely, always getting the short end of the stick? A father loves all of his children, but the ones who act as his children, putting him first place, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. For them he has particular care and concern. Them he will raise. Them he will bring to health. Them he will prolong their lives. I heard a mother, every night she used to put her little boy to sleep by saying, "You're my Power Ranger. You're my Superman. You're my Captain America." And the little boy lay there, wide-eyed, taking it all in. So one evening, the mother and the husband were out late, and they came back, and she was getting ready to go right to bed. And at 1 o'clock in the morning, she hears yelling the little boy down the hall, "Mommy, Mommy, you forgot to tell me who I am." The problem in our modern age is a lot of people have not been told who they are. They've only overheard from their friends, from their coaches, through Facebook, through the media, sometimes even from their parents. "You're not talented. You'll never get married. You'll never get out of debt. You come from the wrong family." As long as you allow those voices to play in your mind, that's going to keep you from your destiny. If nobody ever told you who you are, let me help you out today. You're a child of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the original person, the primeval Lord, from whom all the world's phenomenal and noumenal emanate, on whom everything is strung as pearls on a thread. You are strong, you are talented, you are creative, you are courageous, you are wise. You don't come from ordinary stock. You're a thoroughbred. You have winning in your DNA. And if you doubt it, just pick up a copy of the Bhagavad Gita, the Bible, the Quran, and just check your birth certificate. In the 14th chapter, 4th verse of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, I am the seed-giving father of all living entities. They are my separated parts and parcels. And what kind of seeds do you think that the Lord planted? Do you think that the Almighty Lord, with no limits in terms of His influence and His creativity, do you think that He planted seeds which have in them weakness, in them lack, in them fear, in them mediocrity? No, not from God. God had His light and nescience His darkness. So considering that you are a seed from that all-powerful Lord, you have a legitimate right to claim happiness, freedom, and wholeness. Your natural bloodline may have some negative things in it, but your spiritual bloodline will always trump your natural bloodline. The spirit is greater than matter. Scientists talk about Mother Nature being the source of life, but nature never acts independently. The woman supplies the physical elements of the body, but she can't produce the child independently. Imagine a woman who is obviously 8 months pregnant, walks in the room, and we would naturally congratulate her. We would ask her, when is the due date? And we might say, who's the father? Would she say, no father, I did it myself? Never. There always must be the seed-giving father. The father injects the spirit, and it was the supreme father who created each and every one of us. We're not byproducts of matter. So don't make the mistake of judging your value by inventorying material elements: earth, air, fire, water, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego. Your real power derives not from what you can see, but what you cannot see. Both before and after death, all we can see is this body, these eyes, these legs, this head, this torso. But after death, that which is unseen, when the soul leaves the body is viewed as an object of disgust. You have a girlfriend, and she's lying there in the coffin. And you're crying, oh, my girlfriend, I miss her so much, she's gone. And some smart aleck comes up and says, what are you crying for? She's right there. She's right there wearing her best, prettiest dress. Same hair you love to stroke is there. Same hand you like to hold and go on walks with is there. Same eyes that you used to gaze into and call them limpid pools of liquid moonlight. It's all there. In fact, she looks good. You will say, no, 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 no. That's her body, which is going to start sinking in about 3 or 4 days. But she, the soul, which is what I really love, which is what really made her attractive, which is what really is important, the soul is gone. It is said the body can be defeated, but the soul can't. The body can get ill, but the soul never does. The body is prone to error, but the soul is not. The body can be cut, the soul cannot be cut. The body can be burned, the soul cannot. The body can drown, the soul never. Now, at this point in your life, you may not have any great heroic accomplishments in your rearview mirror. Don't make the mistake of thinking of yourself as average, ordinary, nothing special. Krishna, God, sees the inner self, sees the eternal self, sees the indestructible self, the wise self, the courageous self, which was fashioned for greatness by His very hand, the self which is a champion. You may not have done anything great today, but Krishna knows of what you are capable, and He sees you as a hero, a conqueror. Now the key is to stop listening to those negative voices and start seeing yourself as Krishna sees you, as Krishna made your inner self. I heard about an eagle who all of his life had been born and was raised in a chicken coop. All he knew was chickens. Didn't know anything else. He ate with them, hung out with them, talked chicken talk. One day he happened to see an eagle soaring gracefully high above in the atmosphere. All of a sudden, he started thinking of himself differently. He said, I don't look like a chicken. I don't act like a chicken. I don't think like a chicken. He noticed that his wings were bigger, stronger, wider. he decided to try and fly. So he made a run and he just flopped and crashed against the side of the chicken coop, and all the chickens laughed and said, "Who do you think you are? You're just a chicken like us. You can't fly." But he didn't give up. He had this vision of himself as made for greatness. And he tried day after day after day after day. And one day, he got liftoff. He began to flap his wings, gain more and more and more altitude. And he soared high above the earth. Everything looked small and diminutive underneath him. And he began to say over and over and over and over to himself, "This is who I am. I'm an eagle. I'm an eagle. I'm an eagle. I'm not a chicken. To soar, to accomplish great things, is what I was created for." Maybe some of you have been in the chicken coop too long. Our encouragement today is, don't let that limited environment rub off on you. Don't let how you were raised or what someone said keep you from knowing who you really are. Check your spiritual birth certificate. You'll find the Supreme Lord claims you as his own. You're not a Smith or a Jones or a Patel or a Banerjee or a Singh. You're not American or Indian, but you are a Das, son of the Almighty Lord, servant of the Supreme. You are God's emissary. You are Krishna's ambassador, his representative. You are never created to be average, ordinary, mediocre. You are created for greatness, created to soar, created to see things from an eagle's perspective, to work God's mission in the world, to be a guide, a light, a rescuer, a redeemer, a restorer, an inspiration. Now get rid of the chicken mentality and start having an eagle mentality. Get a God-sized vision for yourself. Get a God-sized mission. Accomplish some God-sized dreams. Make a God-sized difference in the world. It is what is expected of you, knowing who you are and whose you are. You are a thoroughbred, a hero. You've got the bloodlines of a world changer coming from a line of champions. Your relatives are the stuff of which legends are made. Epics are written about whom songs are sung and passed down through the ages. That's what happens when you know who you really are. Now, you may work with some chickens. You may live with some chickens. You may have relatives who think they are chickens, but you need to draw the line in the sand. You may need to say, "I am in a limited environment, but I'm not settling here. I know who I am. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I'm going to remind myself every day of who I am. I know that if I do this, I will soar to new heights. I will rise above the petty, above the mundane, above the ordinary. I know that I will set new levels for me, for my family, and my generation. I will become everything that Krishna wants me to become in this life, and in the next life, I'll go back home, back to Godhead."